Welcome to this week's Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Herzing. The goal here at the Meridian Health Institute is to empower our listeners to improve their health and become an everyday health hacker. Doesn't everyone want to live life on their own terms? We plan to help you do this by providing knowledge, coaching, and of course, results. Everyday Health Hacker is the brainchild of my good friend, Dr. Lisa Liao. Dr. Liao is board certified in family medicine and is the chief medical officer of Meridian Medical Dental and the Meridian Health Institute. Dr. Liao promotes self-care and shows people how to take charge of their health, something we all need. It's my extreme pleasure to introduce my good friend, Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hello, everyone. Good to be here, and we look forward to finding out what's good in your lives today as well.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. There's a lot of good stuff in our lives. All right, many people out there are living with chronic pain or discomfort. For whatever reason, you know, we all have our aches and pains, right? But some sufferers live with it, and others find the world crumbling about it. Sometimes, like you had that debilitating stuff. So, all right, now, do you have any words of encouragement for those that find themselves in the same predicament that you were? How many years ago? Many
years ago, and I share that with patients all the time, that what if it took you 15 years to walk again? Because that's what it took for me, was to learn to walk again. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years, diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. My knees, my ankles, everything was just like swollen like a balloon. It looked like an elephant. With medications, I was up to 204 pounds. So it's really finding a place to where you find science, medicine, which is an art, nutrition, and putting it all together to do a master plan. So like every other physician and patient, I had to learn a lot about the process of what is rheumatoid arthritis. It's an inflammatory disease, and what could I do to take control of it? And what could I let myself just say, you know what, this is in God's hands. So what I was able to take control of, which we actually wrote in a very vignette side, which is called Live Well with Chronic Pain. You can find it on Amazon. And it was just about taking the first steps. One was nutrition. So I made a list of making a better choice. So if I wanted ice cream back then, I would go to yogurt, which in today's world, from what we have learned from the inflammatory process, a lot of dairy products are not good for you.
Uh-oh.
So now I have learned that I go to some of these actually keto ice creams when I'm wanting something that is non-sugary, yet I still need the flavor. And then a lot of times I'll do a chocolate protein shake, which is actually vegan, and there's no milk products in it. So there's a lot of ways that we can do nutrition by making better choices, and that's just a few. I'm going to share my very favorite of all favorites.
There we go.
And that is the creme de pot. When I met my husband, that was like our number one dessert, and now we make it with avocado and dark chocolate. Stick it back into the refrigerator, get it cold, a little bit of sugar-free whipped cream on it, or I should say cream. And it is amazing. The texture's great, and it satisfies that chocolate craving. It is just amazing. So there's a lot of things out there, and we share those on our Instagram account, our YouTube account, some of these recipes that are really great cheats. However, they're not cheats. This is a lifestyle to decrease inflammation, and that's doing it through nutrition and working with your doctor and your team of people to get better.
I've got people that tell me, just another question here, that sugar is like evil. This is the evil, you know, this is the death of all of us. I've never seen anybody that had a lack of sugar.
It is, and there's so many books that have been written. You know, the most recent one is The Sugar Shock. A lot of people may have seen that on some of the morning shows. There's Sugar Busters. Dr. Colbert has written about it. I've written about it. It is making better choices without sugar, because sugar is not only inflammation, it's a fire. I mean, it is like a raging fire that causes more harm than good. So don't put it in your mouth. We always have a saying at our facility, is that if it tastes good, spit it out. So now we can say, hey, we figured out how to make it taste good and put it all together.
I appreciate that. All right, folks, let's get to a couple of questions. Sue Ann, she writes, she's 44, in good health. However, for 20 years, she was a sun worshiper. And I know a lot of them like that. You lay out for hours, soaking up the vitamin D, you know, little oil and things like that. Unfortunately, it's left her with wrinkled and leathery skin. Her face shows it the worst. Do you have any remedies to help me smooth out a few of these wrinkles and soften her skin? I know so many people like that.
I know a lot of people who just worship the sun, and you know, it doesn't show for 10, 20, 30, even 40 years. And you might have heard, a lot of people out there, you might have heard of these age spots, which is these just brown spots all over your skin that just keep popping up. And I'll have patients ask, what is this? Did your grandmother, your mother, your father have these? Because one, it's genetic. And number two is that if you're in the sun, it's one of those things that, you know, how do we reverse this? So the number one thing to reverse it is obviously minimize your sun exposure, use your SPF lotion, and use it every day, even in the wintertime. Number two is that there's something that we utilize that's called PRF. And a lot of you may have heard of PRP, which is plasma-rich plasma. We take out your blood. You've heard we've helped with joints. Well, this is plasma-rich fibrinogen, and we use this as a natural filler because as we get really wrinkled skin, we want to plump it back up with the collagen that we've lost. And this is something that we do here at our center. It's natural. It's your own products. And it actually works longer, helping you take 7-10 years off your age within just moments. So I'd love for everybody to take a look at some of our before and afters or just give us a call.
You know, it's funny. You see some of these the Hollywood actors and actresses. They're very vain and they're very, that's their faces, they're living and this kind of stuff. And some of them have these fillers or Botox or whatever they're put in there. And it makes them look
like a fish.
And be totally different, you know, and I'm like, and then some of them, you can see it where they've taken a few of the lines away and they look really good, like
yes.
Rejuvenated, like you.
You look sweet.
You look 40, 38,
you.
40,
Thank
and
you.
You're not.
Yes, I'm over
that.
50. We'll just keep it there.
But, you know, you don't look it and you don't show it. I know you've been out in the sun and you've done all that kind of stuff too, like we all do.
Yes. But wear sun shirts. Sun shirts are really good.
I wear those
SPF,
all the time,
yes.
You know. But it's not any different with smokers. Smokers, you know, there are a lot of wrinkles in her face. I know a lady that I've known for years, and she was a heavy smoker. Very young, youthful. She's in her 60s. But you look at her face, and she's wrinkled, wrinkled, wrinkled. And it's, I don't know what that causes or something.
So part of it is happiness. You know, the key to happiness is you've got to change the channel in your brain and not dwell on the negativity, because people will say, oh, you look so young. Well, it's really that we're radiating happiness and joy, which is a gift that we choose to present, because, you know, joy is a choice. It's a gift that we have every day. And when you look in the mirror and you're breathing, you are a gift and a blessing to others. So joy is a big part of that. And when you do start to get a little bit of this age that happens with the sage and wisdom that you gain, which is how I share it with my patients, is that that's when we can look at other things. And, you know, we have laser therapies too. We have mm-hmm. alt therapy, Fraxel, you know, you name it, we have it here at our center. But the key is that if we can do something more natural, that's what I recommend to our family of patients and even for myself and the people that have been part of our team for the last 40 years. This is what we help each other to look and feel their best, is doing it through PRF.
There we go. All right. Now that's a good answer, because I tell you what, if you use it for yourself, I don't see wrinkles on your face. And it's just, you know, people would just be disgusting. Just, oh my God. Why? How come? You know.
Well, take a look at our YouTube channel so that you can take a look at us. Because you know, we're here to, you know, it's like I share with you. You know, what's your expectation? Because if a woman comes in and is like, I want to look like this picture, and the picture was 20 years ago, then that might be plastic surgery, and that's okay. That's something.
Yeah,
that,
but I've seen some of them that look really bad.
There's a lot of great plastic surgeons, and we're always there to help give a referral as well if that's what their desire. It's meeting your expectations. If we want to take 7-10 years off and increase, I'm going to use a big word here, collagenesis. That's when we start losing our collagen, our face becomes flat. We start seeing a lot of wrinkles. But if we can help it to repair itself and regenerate, well, we're going to stay looking younger longer.
Oh, there we go. All right, now we've got another question. Russell writes, he's 40 and is excellent health. He played soccer in his teens and early 20s. And he suffered a dislocated patella, which I had one of those, and a fractured ankle while having all his fun. Now, 20 years later, fast forward, he's got arthritis in both joints. He can't really run or exercise without being in a lot of pain. But anything idea of a relief besides a whole bunch of ibuprofen and stuff?
Oh, I want to share a story of a gentleman that we were taking care of, and I woke up first thing on Saturday morning, and he was like, oh my gosh, doc. A lot of my patients text me, email me, so it's really
stalker.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's okay that I am here to serve. And he wrote, doc, I just wanted to share with you, sorry to bother you on a Saturday. I just wanted you to know that I woke up for the first time in my life the last 20 years of waking up with no pain. And what we did for him was a combination of PRF with something called Termeal and a cocktail of natural things that made him decrease his inflammation, get the fluid out of his knee, and put a little bit of our PRF so that it could regenerate. And now I saw him at the gym. We happened to be at the same gym. And he's lifting weights. And I'm sharing with people, it's like, after you have these procedures, I need you to take it easy because I know you feel better. You need to take it easy so that it can continue to repair so that you can be your very best. Because I don't want you to be that 40, 42, 46-year-old that goes in and has a knee replacement or a hip replacement, which we do see. And we see that a lot with people who played in college, especially because, you know, they're brutal. I mean, it's a full-time job, these college
athletes.
Well, they
weren't protected. You know, if you go back 20 years, they don't have the protections that they have now.
So, you know, that's the key, is talk to the specialist. Find out how, if you have a young child that's proceeding in high school, middle school, college athletics, what can we do to protect that athlete? Because I mean, as much as I love to see new patients, I'd like to prevent them from having to see somebody like me who specializes in pain management.
You know, that is awesome. You're so good. I hope you have a great holiday.
Thank you. And
I think it's going to be great. I want to thank everybody for looking in and checking out the podcast. We're out of time, but I want to thank Dr. Liao for taking the time today. Help us on the path to better health.
And I want to thank everyone for listening in. And please subscribe on any platform you choose at Everyday Health Hacker.
Remember, folks, if you have a comment or question for Dr. Liao, send it to info@everydayhealthhacker.com. The good doctor will be happy to answer all of your questions, even if we don't use them on the podcast. So, on behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff at the Meridian Health Institute, our producer Jack McCraw, and myself, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Everyday Health Hacker podcast. We really hope you'll subscribe. Look for us on social media and our website, everydayhealthhacker.com. I'm Mike Herzing. Have a great week.